Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a live look at Clover Park on a steamy Sunday afternoon in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of today's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Bradenton Marauders, who are the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Today we have Game 6 of a 6-game series for you, the Sunday finale. First pitch is scheduled for 12:10. We are going to have an on-time start. We do expect rain later in the day, but hopefully these teams can beat the clock, play 9 uninterrupted innings, and get out of town ahead of tomorrow's off day. Welcome to the broadcast booth now. Adam McDonald riding solo today, although Philip, our architect, is here. We might have a couple of special guests on the broadcast as we get the Bradenton Marauders out of town today. And for the Mets, it's going to end a long string of games here at Clover Park. Have not been away from Clover Park since coming out of the Major League All-Star break. Had those 3 games against Jupiter. Then last week played 6 games here as the visiting team against the Cardinals. And this week, actually, the Mets, the home team, against the Marauders. Hasn't gone that well for the Mets as they have lost the series to Palm Beach. They've lost a series to Bradenton, but they can still win and get into the off day with a good feeling. That's what they did last Sunday. They had lost the series to Palm Beach, but then came out on a Sunday afternoon, put up 12 runs over the final 4 innings to win that game 12-10. Sometimes these Sunday games can get a little wonky. We'll see what these two teams have in store today. We've had some close games. Both teams have won a game in a blowout, so who knows what to expect on this Sunday afternoon for the Mets and the Marauders. We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show, and when we come back to Clover Park, we'll bring you a look around the Florida State League, the starting pitching matchup, and that should lead us close to first pitch in this Sunday finale. You're watching the Mets and the Marauders pregame show on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
During the break, you saw one last plate meeting for these two teams. They don't get together very often for some reason, meeting for the 6th game of their 6-game series. Marauders lead the series 4-1. The teams had not met since 2021, and they don't meet again the rest of this season after today. A look around the Florida State League standings in the second half. Look at Jupiter in first place by multiple games with an under 500 record. Just an incredibly slow start for all 4 teams in the East Division. Daytona has lost 8 of 10, 2 games back. Palm Beach is actually 7-2 in the last 9. They are 2 games back. They are probably the front runner to win the division again in this half. And the Mets, despite the bad 9-20 record, still within striking distance, 5 games back. They have plenty of games left against Jupiter, Daytona, and Palm Beach in the back half of the second half. Over in the West Division, it's the complete opposite. Look at the top. 3-way tie for first place between Bradenton and Clearwater and Lakeland, all 11 games over 500. Lakeland has won the most games in MILB this month. Bradenton, the second most. Tampa, under 500. They'd be in first place in the East. They are 6 games out in the West. Dunedin and Fort Myers, 8 back. Other games around the Florida State League today. Dunedin is at Tampa, Palm Beach at Fort Myers, Daytona at Lakeland, Clearwater at Jupiter, all series finales there. In Mets action, finales for Brooklyn and Wilmington, Reading and Binghamton, Syracuse and Lehigh Valley, and the Mets are hosting the Washington Nationals. Pitching matchup for today's game features Saul Garcia for the Mets versus Wilbur Dotel of the Marauders, both pitchers making their first appearances of the series. Young Saul Garcia turned 20 in June from Venezuela. This will be game number 18, start number 5 for him. He also has a couple of saves. He has struck out 70 and 48 in a third innings. Wilbur Dotel, also 20 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, has been really good for Bradenton this year in 11 games with 10 starts. Only logging 44 innings, but he has struck out 37 and has posted a 2.68 ERA. So a promising pitching matchup with two young studs out on the mound today in the Port St. Lucie heat. Just about set for baseball here. Waiting on Garcia and the Mets to take the fields for the last time for a week. Next week, the Mets are on the road in Daytona. One last ride here at Clover Park before the road trip as the Mets try to end this long stretch at home with the victory. National anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Pauly Briggs. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Marauders. One last time between these two old FSL South foes in 2022. Game 6-6, Marauders lead the series 4-1. They won the first two and the most recent two. Mets sandwiched in a 17-3 win on Thursday night. Numbers on Saul Garcia, who gets the rare start. He's been the piggyback pitcher behind starters this year. But he knows that he's going to be in this game for the long haul. It's actually his second appearance of this series. He pitched 2 innings of relief on Tuesday in the opener, and he suffered the loss. He entered the game with the lead, a big lead, but gave up 6 runs, walked 5 in just 2 innings. A very unlike Saul Garcia appearance. He's hoping to turn that around today. The defense behind Garcia features Vincent Perozzo doing the catching, Yarel Martinez at first, Kevin Villavicencio at second, Jett at short, Jacob Reimer at third, standard defensive alignment there. Perel Paz in left, Carlos Dominguez gets the call in center. Wilfredo Lares had a great series, he's in right. The lineup for the Marauders features Jesus Castillo leading off. He's batted leadoff and ninth in the series. Tamar Johnson going wire to wire as the number 2 hitter in the series. He's been in there all 6 games now. Nick Cimillo's had a monster series, fella. Triple short of the cycle yesterday, has 2 game-winning hits. Malcolm Nunez continues his AAA rehab assignment. He's the DH. Lonnie Witt Jr. cracked his second home run of the season yesterday. He's batting fifth. De Los Santos sixth. Omar Alfonso seventh. Juan Jerez, who has pitched in the series, bats eighth. And Davies Nadal, speedster, bats ninth.
Leading off the Marauders, number 54, third baseman, Jesus Castillo.
And we are ready for baseball on a scorching hot Sunday afternoon. Home plate umpire Tyler Green signals for the first pitch. Garcia working from the stretch is set. First pitch on the way. It's a fastball too high for ball one, and we are underway. First pitch at 12:11. It's 95 degrees and partly cloudy in Port St. Lucie today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 1-0 pitch for a strike at 92. Castillo in this series is 3 for 13. Four walks, getting on base at a 421 clip. 1-1 pitch, he squares to bunt, takes a ball, a challenge by Garcia. Challenge on the second pitch of the game, third pitch of the game, and he wins it. The Mets lost all three of their challenges early yesterday within the first three innings. Saul steals a strike here, and it's 1-2. Pitches up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball at 92, high and wide, full count. Garcia walked five, not very costly on Tuesday. The Mets surrendered a four-run lead with him on the mound. He's not going to want to start today with a free pass. And that's exactly what he does. He asks for another challenge, and he's waved off by Perozo, it looked like. I think that's the wise move. So a walk to start the game. Walks have been a huge issue for both pitching staffs in this series. The Mets have walked 46 batters in the first five games. Bradenton not much better at 38. So three of the five games have surpassed the three-hour mark. Yesterday was better. Two hours and 42 minutes. Strike at the knees to Termar Johnson. You see the weather note yesterday. We had the 38-minute delayed start. Still finished sooner than we did the previous night when we started on time. Breaking ball, strike two. We could have some weather towards the end of this game. Rain chances shoot up around 2 o'clock, 2:30. Which would put this game towards the end. They played like yesterday or somewhere in the seventh inning. They played like they did Thursday and Friday. One-two pitch is fouled away. Termar Johnson, the top prospect on the Pirates, the top prospect in the Florida State League, has had a quiet series at the plate, just 2 for 16. With the home run, but he has drawn nine walks, so he's batting 125 with a 462 on base percentage. So when the Mets have thrown him strikes, they've gotten him out. Castillo, a big lead off of first base, not running, 2-2 pitches, pulled high in the sky to right field. Lara rounding to it and makes the catch in fair territory. Castillo will hold at first base. Good throw coming in from Wilfredo Lara as Johnson is out number one in the top of the first. Castillo has three stolen bases and three tries in this series, so the Mets will keep an eye on him. But they certainly have to pay attention and focus on Nick Cimillo, who has been a monster this series. He takes ball one low. Cimillo, 8 for 17 with 15 total bases this week. Broken 8-8 tie with the home run in the eighth inning on Friday. Had the go-ahead hit in the ninth inning on Wednesday afternoon. Fell a triple short of the cycle yesterday. This pitch backs him up for ball two. Cimillo, a double, two home runs, 8 driven in, plus 5 walks in the series. That's with one on and one out. No score. Grounds one foul. Throw over to first. Castillo back in without a tag. Castillo is running, pitches inside, throw into second, goes into center field. Cimillo will eyeball it, but stay put. So Castillo, a stolen base. It's a 3-1 count on Cimillo. That's 4 stolen bases and 4 attempts now for Castillo this week, as throw was not very good and DeVincenzo didn't even get a glove on it out there at second. And we'll have an early mound visit as Perozzo heads out to talk to Garcia, who's only facing his third batter, but he already looks like he's laboring as he walked Castillo, battled Johnson for now, and has now fallen behind 3-1. And on a scorching hot day like this, the goal as a pitcher should be throw strikes, get back to the dugout, get your teammates out of the sun. When you are on the mound, continue to throw strikes to keep them on their toes. Seeing the Mets this week defensively, and the Marauders too for that matter, become very flat-footed in the field as pitchers have not been able to consistently throw the ball over the plate. Game starts stalling out. Defenders start to lose the edge. Called strike. Pitch might have fooled Perozzo. Full count. Be the 18th pitch of the inning. And it's fouled away. Hard fastball at 92. But umpire Tyler Green appears to be okay, taking that deflection up high. Three-two pitch, ball four. So both times that Garcia has gotten to a full count, he has walked the batter.
Number 47.
Cimillo down to first. Perozzo, is he heading out for another mound visit or not? And he caught a couple of games ago. Mets used about 4 mound visits in the first 2 innings. Now here's a dangerous man in Malcolm Nunez, the AAA rehabber. Was quiet for the first time in the series yesterday when he went just 1 for 5. Runners go, ground ball to short. Jet will throw to first for the out. And the Marauders stay out of the double play by attempting the steal.
Number 10, right fielder.
Nunez running. That was almost a guaranteed double play had runners not been off on the pitch. So Castillo down to third. Cimillo up to second. Wani White Jr., the batter. And the big sequence coming in the top of the first as Garcia tries to put up a zero. Keep those two walks from coming in. See Lonnie White Jr. with two home runs. One of those was yesterday. Slider, strike one. He still had an overall tough series, 2-for-15. But has also walked five times. Check swing, he went too far. Calling the swinging strike right there at home plate. And he struck him out with the knee-high fastball. Lonnie White Jr. cannot pull the trigger. Garcia strikes him out. Sal Garcia strands two runners in scoring position. Puts up a zero. When we come back in the bottom of the first, Mets will swing the sticks for the first time this afternoon.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Bottom of the first. Pitcher for Bradenton today is Wilbur Dotel, 20-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Game number 12, start number 11 for him. He's 2-1 with a 2.68 ERA. The lineup he will be facing, Jet Williams will lead off. Coming off a rough day yesterday, 0-for-4, three strikeouts. Carlos Dominguez bats second. Reimer Red Hot hits third, although he was cooled yesterday. Wilfredo Barra, Mets' best hitter in the series, bats cleanup. More on him in a moment. Vincent Perozzo, fifth. De Los Santos, sixth. Martinez, Paz, and Villavicencio round out the Mets' starting nine. And here's the first pitch from Dotel. And it's laid in for a ball too high. Too high again. As I mentioned, Jet Williams yesterday, the rare off day, 0-for-4 with three strikeouts, so expect a bounce back effort this afternoon. Swings over the top of a fastball at 95. Marauders have had some starters in this series who can bring the heat. Alessandro Ercolani on Thursday, Peralta the day before. And now Dotel in the mid-90s. Fastball is flowing into right center field. It's White Jr. to make the play. Williams is retired to start the Mets' day on offense. brings up Carlos Dominguez. He's had a very uneventful series this week. Pops this ball up to shallow right field. White Jr. again makes the catch. Two quick outs for Wilbur Dotel. Will drop Carlos Dominguez to 1-for-15 this week. And Jake Reimer will bat. The two outs and nobody on. Reimer, an infield hit in the first inning yesterday and then struck out the next three times. Just a really off night across the board. There's some really good hitters. First pitch, strike one. Up and in, 95. Slider gets a swing and a miss. Hotel last pitched on the 23rd. Five innings, five hits, one run. He's only given up one earned run in 21 innings this month. Trying to end July basically how he's pitched the entirety of the month. 1-2 pitch is too high. July 2nd against Clearwater, 5 shutout. July 8th at Daytona, 5 shutout. July 16th against Dunedin, 4 runs all unearned. And then 1 run last week against the Mighty Muscles at home. Pitched at least 5 innings every time, only 1 win those previous 4 starts. Ground ball heading up the middle, but it's cut off by Johnson. Sure-handed defensive second baseman makes the play, and Wilbur Dotel has recorded a 1-2-3 first inning. We will go to the second. No score between the Mets and the Marauders in the series finale.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Oh boy, our between innings contested with the chipping. That was tough to watch. Tough to watch. Does make me want to get back on the golf course, though. Me and Anthony Oliveri, the trainer, have our golf date set for Thursday in Daytona. That's what we'll be next week. Up the road at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, about 2.5 hours north of Port St. Lucie. The Marauders, meanwhile, back home to face the Tampa Tarpons. So we get back to divisional play in the FSL. Rodani De Los Santos, first batter of the top of the second. He's Sal Garcia threw twice as many pitches as Wilbur Dotel in the first inning, but they both wound up with a scoreless frame. One easier than the other. Pitch just missed inside. A challenge. We see if it stays a strike or a ball. It stays a ball.
The count is 2 balls, 1 strike.
So the Mets have won a challenge and lost the challenge in the early going. Two left the remainder of the day. 2-1 pitch. That ties up De Los Santos. That gives strike two. Reminder, next week there is no ABS system up in Daytona, that old ballpark. Swing and a miss on the fastball. De Los Santos strikes out. Garcia has out number one under his belt in the second.
Number 50, catcher.
He struck out Lonnie White Jr. to end the first and begins the second by pumping one by De Los Santos. There's Omar Alfonso, left-handed hitting catcher. Swings to a fastball at 92. Alfonso playing in his third game of this series. He's 2-for-6. A couple of singles, 3 walks, and 4 driven in. One is outside. Breaking ball missed. 2 balls and a strike. Ball lined into left field, long run for Paz, and he's going to make the catch in fair territory. Nudges the wall. 2 gone. Good read by Correll Paz out there in left field.
Number 6, left fielder Juan Perez.
It's a man who knows his home ballpark. 2 up, 2 down in the top of the second. Sal Garcia has retired 4 straight, and he will face Juan Jerez. First pitch, slider swung through and missed. Jerez 1-for-6 in the series, playing in his third game. He actually finished Thursday's game pitching. The Monarchs had to use 3 position players the last 2 innings. The Mets 17-3 win, their only win of the series. Another big cut on the slider, and it's 0-2. Garcia starting to become more comfortable. 0-2 pitch. That one's in the dirt. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Jerez strikes out swinging. A 1-2-3 second inning for Saul Garcia. He has struck out 3 of the last 4 batters he has faced. Impressive inning for Saul and more efficient. He's through 2 scoreless. Mets coming up to the plate next.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers. 7-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alfredo Lara will lead off for the Mets. He's had the best series of all the St. Lucie players. Just a monster week, basically matching Nick Cimillo. There you see the stats. He's batting .500 this week. About the only thing he has not done is hit a homer. Maybe he can change that today. First pitch from Dotel comes up and in under the arms. Dotel a 12-pitch, 1-2-3, bottom of the first. Ball too high. Fastball was 95 in the first inning, 92 both times in this inning. Big cut or strike one. Lara's on base percentage this series, .667. Lines this out of play. Had the six on base game on Thursday. 17-3 win. Got on base three times yesterday, so the Mets' worst day offensively. He still had two hits and a walk. Pops this ball foul to stay alive. Fastball back up to 95. Breaking ball looped into center field right at Nadal. Makes the play for out number one. Four up, four down for the Marauders starter. Bring up Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo yesterday, all the Mets offense with a three-run homer in the first inning. We're a 3-0 lead. Bradenton would then score the next 10. Perozzo, a first pitch swing, and he flies it into shallow left center. And it's going to be caught, yeah, by the heel of the glove by Jerez. Might have been an easier play for the shortstop. Get another look at it. You see De Los Santos calling for it in the last moment. And the heel to mitt. Jerez makes the play. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos. Looking to become the first Mets base runner today. He takes a pitch inside. It's time for today's Bally Live Trivia Contest. What's the longest 9-inning game in St. Lucie Met history? 5 hours, 2 minutes. 4 hours, 47 minutes, 3:57, or 3 hours and 45 minutes. There's a ball punched foul. You can answer that question on the Bally Live app. Just turn the phone landscape style, little controller icon. Answer correctly, win some Bally Bucks. You get Bally Bucks just for watching. I think I'm over 2,000 now. I can get one of those Met specialty jerseys. 1-1 pitch coming. That's inside. Reminder to chat with us in the crowd zone on the app. Already have Some of the regulars back. The penguin with all the emojis. Phillip's in charge of the chat today. I'll ask him or me any questions. We'll answer them on the air. Or any discussion points you'd like. Yesterday we got into some trade stuff. The strike zone. Anything you want to talk about on this hot Sunday. 3-1 pitch coming to De Los Santos, and he will take low ball 4, and he will indeed become the Mets' first base runner of the game. A two-out walk into second. De Los Santos has had a very good month of July. A lot of Mets have. Jacob Reimer, Alfredo Lara, Jet Williams. It's basically a four-way battle there at the top for who's going to be the Mets' Booster Club Player of the Month. And this is the last day of a game in July. We still have tomorrow, July 31st, but that is a league-wide off day. I'll give you a hint about that longest game in St. Lucie Met history. 9 innings. I called it. I remember it, and not fondly. So it's recent memory. We try to make the trivia questions timely, and the reason we post that one is because this series has been the longest six-game series time-wise we've had all year. And we're still averaging over 3 hours game time this week, even after yesterday's 2-hour and 42-minute contest. And we have had a brief lapse of accuracy from Wilbur Dotel. So Alfonso the catcher will go out and have a word. I mean, we all up here in the press box fear to think about what this series would look like without the pitch clock. We might still be broadcasting Friday's game. Thursday and Friday both went 3 hours and 26 minutes, which is long, even by pitch clock standards. It's 2-0 on Yerel Martinez. And he taps one right back to Dotel, a ball that was off the plate. Throw for out number 3 is completed, and the inning is over. No runs for the Mets, no hits, no errors, one walk, and one stranded. We go to the third, scoreless at Clover Park.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Davies Nadal, good to see he's in the lineup. Yesterday he had that scary collision with his shoulder into Vincent Perozzo's shin guard. Diving headfirst in the home plate for a run. Stayed in the game after being shaken up and returns to the lineup one day later. A little guy, wiry, but had some pop with the 5 home runs. None this series. Sal Garcia's first pitch wraps in for a strike. Vidal, 3-for-11 this week with no extra base hits. Garcia's retired 5 straight since he walked Cimillo with one out in the first. Pitch bounces away for ball one. Not much happening so far. Neither team has a hit. Rodgers drew a couple of walks in the first inning. De Los Santos walked in the second for St. Lucie. That's all. 1-0 pitch is outside. Of course, last week we were through 5 innings with Palm Beach leading a sleepy game 3-0. And by the end of the afternoon, it was 12-10. So you never really can tell what will happen on these Sunday getaway days. Sometimes they are quiet. Sometimes they erupt from the start or at the end. 3 straight balls thrown by Garcia after an opening strike. And now the count is full. Runner seemed to have a tough time with the fastball from Garcia. 1-0 he can locate it. Payoff pitch, and it's ball 4. Went with the fastball too far outside. Leadoff man aboard. Garcia has now faced the Marauders lineup 1 time through. Didn't give up any hits. Walked 3, struck out 3. So pitch count is high. Pitches, 22 strikes. Back to the top in Castillo, who worked a walk, and he will take this pitch low. It bounces all the way over to the Marauders' dugout. Nadal's going to try for an extra base. The throw into center field. Left field's no good. Nadal's trying to come home. Here comes the throw to the plate, and he is going to score. And a debacle for the Mets in the field. A wild pitch and a throwing error brings in the first run. Davies Nadal never stopped. Pitch bounces away from Perozzo. Nadal up to second, keeps going to third. Throw by Martinez, airmails into left. Throw too late by Paz. That is a bad sequence by the Mets. Walk, 2 base, wild pitch, and an error. First pitch strike to Castillo. Now Perozzo smacking his mitt. Can't be pleased with how that unfolded. And wild pitches are harmful enough, but when a guy scores all the way from first base, that just should not happen at any level in the pros. Sadly for the Mets, that's not even the first time this week that a runner has gone 2 bases on a wild pitch. On Wednesday morning, Mitch Jebb did it, first to third. There's been quite a few instances this week where the Marauders have just kept running, forcing the Mets to make a really good defensive play or a standard defensive play, and fortunately for the Mets, it hasn't happened. About yesterday, a fly ball into right center field scored a runner all the way from first base. Mets certainly know by now they have to turn it up a notch defensively, because these Marauders are going for it until they are stopped. Even if they are stopped, they probably will continue to go for it. Pitch is fouled away. 3-2 pitch inside corner for strike three, and Castillo knew it. There's the first out of the third. And that is strikeout number four for Garcia. Too close to take. Not worth the challenge. Fastball too high on Johnson. It was 0-for-1 at the flyout to right. Pitch in the dirt. When the opponent scores first against the Mets this year, Mets are 11-43 and 4-25 at home, so the odds are not with them, but it's only a one-run deficit. 2-0 pitch is high, 3-0 on Johnson. Ball four. Four-pitch walk. And this inning has come to another crawl, much like the first, and Dan McKinney's coming out for a visit. Walk, strikeout, walk. Not a lot of action other than the wild pitch scoring a run all the way from first base. Garcia, again, the pitch count now climbing into the mid-50s with four walks and four strikeouts through just 2 1/3. Has not surrendered a hit. But definitely needs to throw more strikes. That's been kind of the story for the Mets pitching staff all season. Just not enough strikes thrown. The ball-to-strike ratio has been tough all season. You saw yesterday the pitcher for Daytona, Dominic Parachi, had basically a 2-to-1 strike-to-ball ratio, which was excellent. And that got him through 6 1/3 innings with 10 strikeouts. Cimillo back at the plate. He drew a walk in the first. And he takes this slider low. Ball one. Breaking pitch for strike one. Johnson over at first, not a huge base running threat. Just 7 steals across 74 games. In the dirt, and he will stay put at first. Got about a third away up there and then decided to go back. Smart decision. Broken bat, that's going to be caught by Williams to throw back to first. Oh, too high! And Johnson gets back. Mets miss out on a chance to end the inning with the double play. Johnson was definitely beaten by the throw. Now, Johnson was in a tough spot because if that hits the ground, he's definitely out at second. And he wandered too far for first base. But because Jett's throw was too high, he stays alive out there. So a line out for Cimillo. Two down. Malcolm Nunez up. And he will foul one away for strike one. That might have been a rushed throw by Williams. Really didn't need to be. Martinez, 1-for-5 yesterday, 0-for-1 today. So a very productive rehab assignment. Triple A Indianapolis. Then with Bradenton all week. Pro goes to first. Johnson back in. Fastball grounded past Reimer, a base hit by Nunez. That will put runners at first and second. So the Mets miss out on the chance of that double play. Now they must deal with two runners on. And Lonnie White Jr., who struck out looking in the first. White Jr. has struck out 8 times in the series, include the first inning K. First pitch slider. Looks like he might have held up on appeal. Nope. Bella Rob said he went too far. Strike one. That hit by Nunez moments ago, that's the first hit of the game. Breaking ball, a challenge by Perozzo, thought that was a strike. Was he right or wrong? He was right. That's now 2-3 in challenges today. They remain with 2 left. So instead of 1-1, it's nothing and 2. Garcia will spin off and look to second. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Garcia gets him with the slider. Strikes out White Jr. for the second time. Two left stranded, but Nadal scored all the way from first base on a wild pitch and an error. So Bradenton strikes first, but it's just a 1-0 lead through the first 2.5 innings.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pause, Viva Sencio, and then Jet Williams to bat for the Mets in the home third, trailing 1-0 in the Sunday finale. Bradenton has already won the series. They're trying to make it a great series. Going 5-1 on the road, Mets trying to head into tomorrow's off day on a positive, like they did last Sunday against Palm Beach. Paws takes the ball low. Correll this week, quiet, 2-for-11 in four games. Fouls this one straight back. Yesterday went 1-for-8, 1-for-4 from the 8th spot, batting 8th again today. And he tomahawks this ball into right field for a base hit. It's the Mets' first hit of the afternoon off Wilbur Dotel. Tying run aboard. That will bring up Villavicencio, who leads the Mets with 21 at-bats this series. 3-for-21. He's been a free swinger this week, going after the first pitch a lot, as he does again here. Leads the team in at-bats because he's only walked once, while you got a guy like Reimer, who's walked 8 times, De Los Santos 7, Alfredo Lara 7. Villavicencio not interested in deep at-bats. 0-1 pitch, pause is running, pitch is fouled back. See, that's one where he should take. Strike or not, I mean, pause had second base stolen. Foul sends him back. He's been a player most of the season who's had a really good plan at the plate, discipline, but whatever reason this week, he's very eager, takes this pitch inside. Feels like he really hasn't had the chance to settle in to a plate appearance. Hawes getting shifty off of first base. Running again, he stumbles. Now goes back as the pitch is low. That's a good choice to head back. He stumbled out of the blocks. Didn't have a very big lead to begin with. Now an actual deep count for Villavicencio, 2-2. Throw comes to first, pauses in safe. Two pitch high, and it's a full count. Paws might be running again. He is. Breaking ball is lifted into left field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Back-to-back singles for the Mets, 8 and 9 hitters to open the third inning. They have set the table for the top. The best at-bat Villavicencio's had all week. Despite swinging at the first two pitches, ended up with the full count. Got a ball he could handle and drove it. So Jet Williams will bat with first and second. Nobody out, down a run in the home third. Jet 0-for-1 with the flyout. And Dotel will spin around and take a look. Disengagement number one. Jet takes one right down the pipe, 92. And Jett stings this ball into left center field. Ranging over is Nadal. He will make the catch. Paws is going to hold. And he was off on contact, thinking that ball might have been a hit. By the time it was caught, he had to run back, so he was unable to tag up. Jett sent it pretty deep, but Nadal was playing deep. So long fly out by Williams doesn't advance the runners. Carlos Dominguez, the batter. Off series for him, but still a chance now to drive in a run. First pitch, fastball gets by him for strike one. Well, Mets have just sent out the media relation note. The trade is official between the Rangers and the Mets. Mets acquiring infielder Luis Angel Acuna from Texas in exchange for Max Scherzer. It's done, officially, announced by the team. Luis Angel Acuna was in Double-A Frisco, and he is optioned to Double-A Binghamton, so he's going to join the Rumble Ponies next week. Good for them. That'll be fun for the Rumble Ponies. Acuna, the number 3-ranked Rangers prospect, and the 44th-ranked prospect in baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. So that's the Mets' return for Max Scherzer. Ground ball right to short. De Los Santos goes to Johnson to first, off the bag. Oh, they called him out. Apparently the tag was gotten by Cimillo on Dominguez. As we take another look, you be the judge. Did he get tagged out? Ooh, I don't know. I don't think so. It's a double play to end the inning. Mets don't put up an argument. And we will go to the fourth with Bradenton up a run.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Well, let's take another look at that last play to end the third inning. It was first and second for the Mets, no out. Then Jett Williams flew out. And then Carlos Dominguez hit into this double play. You be the judge, was he tagged or not as we see it at the end? I don't think so. I do not think so. So the Mets could have had first and third. Two outs. Instead, double play ends the inning. Now we have a new pitcher. Elliot Johnstone is taking over. Saul Garcia, three innings, a hit, a run, four walks, and five strikeouts. And Garcia, 64 pitches, 35 strikes. That one run scored all the way from first base on a wild pitch. Just the tough one to swallow. It becomes earned after a hit in the inning. And Elliot Johnstone, a three-pitch strikeout of De Los Santos.
Number 50, catcher Omar Alfonso.
Mets into the bullpen now. This was not unexpected. Sal Garcia's longest outing this year was 4 innings. That's taking care of his young arm. 64 pitches was enough. Not expecting him to come out and throw, you know, 6-7. Mets have not had any pitcher this year courting out into the seventh inning, a starter. They brought out Douglas Orellana one time in the seventh inning. Leadoff man got on, and he was out. So that's the way it goes in single-A baseball. The extended pitching staff with a 30-man roster. Combination of keeping arms fresh, getting relievers work. You don't see many 6-7-inning starts anymore. 2-0 pitch is high and outside to Alfonso, who's 0-for-1 with the flyout. And there's a 4-pitch walk. So a 3-pitch strikeout and a 4-pitch walk. First two batters for Elliot Johnstone.
Number 6, left fielder Juan Jimenez.
One on, one out for Juan Jerez. He struck out swinging in the second. Breaking ball too high. Johnstone, 24 years old, from Howick, New Zealand. Been with the team all year. Game number 18 out of the bullpen. Leads the Mets with 4 saves. 1-0 pitch looks good. A strike at the knees. One pitch sails to the backstop. That will be a wild one, sending Alfonso up to second. Johnstone's already having a better appearance than he did earlier in this series on Wednesday. As he got another look at the high pitch over everybody. Wednesday he came in behind Garcia and did not record an out. Hit 2, walked 1, all scored. This pitch is inside. Didn't give up a hit or record an out. Just wonder if he's exhausted. The Mets relied on him a lot in the prior series against Palm Beach to try to put out some fires. It was a long, hot series that took a lot out of everybody. Ground ball foul. So hopefully more refreshed after not pitching Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. We pause while Paws has to go pick up that ball down the left field line. Three, two pitch. Breaking ball is popped up. Foul territory. This one's going to be close. Martinez searching for it, and he makes the catch. And a long, good throw. Well, it's cut off by Williams. Almost an unnecessary throw. It really was. Good thing it was on target. Aaron Martinez, good job feeling out. Makes the play, and that is a risky throw. He did throw a ball away down the left field line that brought in the only run of the game back in the third inning. So maybe he wanted to make up for that, but runner on second, Alfonso, was never going. But a good play nonetheless. Now Nadal will bat. 2 outs and a runner in scoring position. First pitch up and away, ball 1. Nadal, he was the one who scored the game's only run back last inning. Takes this pitch low. Reached on a walk. went first to third on a wild pitch over towards the Marauders dugout, and then came on home when Martinez's throw to get him at third base sailed into left field. So a two-base wild pitch and an E3 on the play. Run became earned after a hit later in the inning. This pitch misses low, and it's 3-0 to Nadal. And that's the second four-pitch walk of the inning. First and second for the top of the lineup in Castillo. Mets have now struck out six and walked six between Garcia and Johnstone. Castillo, kind of the epitome of it. He has walked once and struck out once. First pitch, a strike. Line drive, left field pause, running in, will make the catch hip high for the third out. Good read by Correll. Pause to retire Castillo. Strand a couple runners. And Elliot Johnstone is through a scoreless fourth inning. We'll go to the home fourth. Mets down 1-0.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
It's a good shot of Jacob Reimer, who's going to lead off this bottom of the fourth for the Mets. Mets actually out-hitting Bradenton 2-1. And the leadoff singles from Paz and DiVincenzo last inning to set the top of the lineup. What happened? A flyout and a double play from the 1-2 hitters. So, missed opportunity there for the Mets to get on the board. See if they can do so in the fourth with Reimer, Lahr, and Perozzo. First pitch, ball outside. Well, official score, Bill walked by the radio booth, the broadcast booth, between innings. Just doused in sweat. It's hot. It is hot. And it's hot and it's still. 96 degrees on the scoreboard. There's minimal breeze. There it is. At least it's not 104. I have this doohickey thing in the broadcast booth. Show it in a second after this pitch. It skips away. This portable AC unit, it's kind of dripping, which is not good considering you see the number of computers I have up here. Chris from the Fan Shop gifted me this for all the promoting of the products. Appreciate that. It works okay. It works better when there's ice water in there, but ice water doesn't last outside when it's 96 degrees. 3-1 pitch to Reimert is in there for strike two. Now, look, we are in a long stretch of tough press boxes and broadcast booths here in the Florida State League with the St. Lucie Mets. Nobody cries for the broadcaster, though, that's for sure. 3-2, and Reimer will foul it off of himself, and he is hobbled. Here comes Gigi, the assistant athletic trainer, as Reimer pushes himself up. I don't know if anybody gets banged up more than Jake does. That one, okay, this is looking worse than normal. I don't know if we can get a replay of that, but yesterday, Cimillo hit one off of his leg. Reimer has appeared to have done the same thing. Well, he's going to try to prop himself up, and he does. Let's see if he can walk out that left leg. And he's been run into at third base, at first base. He's foul balls off of himself. He's been hit by the most pitches on the team. Almost like a football player where contact just finds him, whether he likes it or not. Well, he will stay in. They're going to make him jog it out. Looks to be okay. Remember yesterday, Cimillo, when he got hit, the very next pitch, he launched it to center field for a double. Reimer, I'm sure, wants to get on base so he can continue to move the leg around, stay active. The 3-2 pitch from Dotel is flowing into right field. On comes White Jr., and he makes his third catch of the afternoon. Reimer drops to 0-2 and now can head to the dugout for another look at that leg if necessary. Lara is next. Well, prior to the All-Star break, the Mets had a six-game series in Lakeland. That was a nice air-conditioned booth. It was so cold, actually. I wish I brought a sweatshirt. I did not. All the games since have been at Clover Park, where there is no AC up here. And not much breeze either. And then next week we're in Daytona, which is just a nightmare of a press box. With no air conditioning in my 4-foot room, which is shared with Trackman Jeff and the Reds. I like Jeff a lot. Very helpful young man. Then back here for 2 weeks. Back to the heat of Clover Park. And then finally, I'm very much looking forward to the road trip late August at Dunedin. The air-conditioned unit that I can control in the booth. Big fancy leather chair. Marble countertop. There's a stinger into center. And Lara has a hit. He's 1-2 now. That's up to 3 on the afternoon.
Number 13, catcher Vincent Morozo.
Can't keep a good hitter down. Lara was batting .500 entering the day in the series. He stays that way. Just kidding about the marble countertops, by the way. They do not have marble countertops in the Dunedin radio booth. Perozzo at the plate. And after Dunedin, we trek down the road to Tampa to take on the Tarpons, only meeting between the Mets and Yankees affiliate this year. Then back home to face Daytona, and that's it, folks. That's the season. Less than 40 games to go, believe it or not. Throw to first. Lara back in. Mets still in playoff contention, despite their 9-20 record. They've missed out on many great opportunities to win when teams in front of them have lost. Lara's trying to steal. Throw by Alfonso to second is perfect. Tag applied by De Los Santos. Lara slid right into it. That's a great throw by Omar Alfonso, the catcher. It's a great pitch to throw on, too. Right to the chest. It's perfectly drawn up. Lara didn't get a great jump, but it wasn't a poor jump either. Just beaten by a better throw. It happens. So the Mets have run into and out on the bases and have hit into a double play the last two innings. And Dotel throws a pitch that's grounded into right field for a base hit. So that caught stealing has saved a run. Lara is safe. He's scoring on that hit. So back-to-back singles for the Mets, but two on and one out. And Jeffrey De Los Santos will hit. De Los Santos drew a walk in the second. Mets now up to four hits. Marauders just with one. Both the Mets hits are four of them. Twice back-to-back. Check swing. Called strike. Hotel's 1-1 pitch up and away. Two balls and a strike. De Los Santos flies one that's twisting near the line. This is a tough play, and it's going to be caught by Castillo. What a great play from the Marauders' third baseman. Now the left fielder, Drez, wasn't going to get there, playing towards left center. So it was Castillo or nobody. He makes the play. A couple of hits in the inning for the Mets, but a caught stealing and one stranded as Dotel is now at 25 and two-thirds innings this month with only one earned run allowed.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Inning number two for Elliot Johnstone, the New Zealander. Has anybody been watching some of the Women's World Cup down in New Zealand and Australia? Yeah, the time kind of has things screwed up. Some of those games are like at 4 a.m. Group play wrapping up. I believe USA Women have one more. what's going on there with USA Women? They haven't quite reached their standards, have they? On the first game, 3-0, split tied with the Netherlands. Maybe just warming up. I saw the Men's World Cup, Argentina had a slow start and then ended up winning the whole thing. Johnstone's 2-0 pitch is high. He's issued 2 4-pitch walks already, but was able to strand both in the fourth inning. The 3-0 coming to Johnson, who walked in the third, and he will walk here in the fifth. It's the third 4-pitch walk issued by Johnstone. How many walks has that now taken by Johnson this series? 11. 11 walks in 6 games for him. Cimillo has walked and lined out. The Mets have now walked 7, struck out 6. Strike 1 called on Cimillo. Fly ball, high in the sky, right at Dominguez. And that center fielder underneath to make the catch for out number one. Johnson retreats to first.
Number 47,
designated
hitter, Malcolm Nunez.
Here's Nunez. He's put the ball on the ground twice, once for a ground out, once for a hit. First pitch, breaking ball up high. Fastball out, 2-0. Throw to first. Johnson back in there safely. Talk about Johnson not being a base stealer. Just 7 on the year, but 2 of those 7 have come this week. There's ball 3, and could we be heading for a fourth 4-pitch walk from Johnstone? Throwing 27 pitches, 28, only 10 strikes. It's not surrender, run. Runner goes, pitches fouled away. Well, Nunez, the rehabber, wants to get his cuts in. One breaking ball is fouled straight back, and Johnstone has rallied to make this a full count. He throws to first. Johnson is going to be picked off. Johnstone caught Johnson leaning and throws him out. Quick pickoff move by Elliott. Well, it was not particularly close. Though a chance to throw a strike here and get out of this inning. 3-2 pitch, and it's popped up. Searching for it, Perozzo, and he's got it. Leadoff walk is picked off, a fly out, pop out, and Johnstone, despite more balls than strikes, has pitched two scoreless innings. The Marauders remained with just one hit, but they do have the lead at the halfway point, 1-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching on our streaming partner, Bally Live. Got a couple of questions in the Bally Live app from the crowd zone. What position is my favorite? Well, as a young kid growing up, I was left-handed, and you can only play so many positions left-handed, and I was slow, so I couldn't really play an outfield spot, so I played first base. So I like first base. And am I a Formula One fan? Nope, I have not caught that bug, despite the Netflix series that everybody has raved about. It's kind of turned Formula One into a big sport in the U.S. No, haven't gotten into that. Too much going on. Can't add another thing to the list. Martinez slings and misses. So you have Wilbur Dotel here, who has gone at least five innings in every start in July, the previous four. He's only allowed one earned run all month, nothing today. Martinez grounds one out to Johnson at second and throws to first for the first out. Mets had consecutive hits from the first two batters in the third, didn't score. They had consecutive hits with one out and then two outs in the fourth, didn't score, with the caught stealing being mixed in there. So four singles for the Mets, out hitting Bradenton 4-1, but Dotel has shaken everything off. Here is Paws, who had the first hit against him, and he foul tips this pitch. That fastball up to 96, so the velocity actually increasing here as the game has gone on. Bradenton has thrown some high velocity guys this week. Some have been better than others, but Dotel right at the top. Him and Paracci pitched yesterday, lefty, mixed in a lot of curveballs. Now it's the high heat, a tough adjustment for the hitters to make. 97 outside. Started the first inning at 95, dipped to 93 in the second, now is letting it eat. Breaking ball missed, and it's 3-1. Correction, 2-1. Now it's 3-1. Pitch is fouled back, full count. Claus uses the timeout. Payoff pitch. A challenge on this ball four. We'll see what it is. Strike three. First challenge used by the Marauders is a good one by the catcher Alfonso. Turns ball four into strike three. Great use of the challenge system. And you see Gilbert Gomez discussing this with Tyler Green. Don't know what the argument could be. It was a quick challenge by Alfonso, certainly within the time frame you have to ask for it. That's out number two in the inning. After the Martinez ground out, Paz strikes out. Now Vivasencia, who is singled in his lone plate appearance today, is at the dish. And he will take a breaking ball for a strike at 85. Check swing. Apparently went around. See, Vivasencia says, can we appeal this? Never seen that before. Never seen the home plate umpire call a swinging strike and then let the base umpire decide after. Fastball just missed. Good try with the 0-2 pitch. Dotil's fastball is fouled away. Two and two. Vicencio stings one into right field. A base hit. A punch shot. And he is two for two from the nine hole. Having his best game of the series. It's a sawed off swing. That works. Bring us back to the top in Jet Williams. Third time through the order begins for the Mets against Wilbur Dotel. Jet has flown out twice, once to right and once long to center. First pitch inside for ball one. Keep an eye on Vivasencio at first. He's stolen 20 bases this year, has had the four stolen base game last week against Palm Beach. Swing and a miss as Jet takes a big cut to try to put the Mets on top. Alfonso, the catcher, is already established. He's got a hose. And he threw out Lara back in the fourth. Breaking ball in the dirt. That would have been the one to go on, but Vicencio didn't break. They check him over. Pitch up high, snap throw to first, close, safe. Close but correctly called. He got the arm back in. It's 3-1 on Williams. and ball four. So Jet, who had been 0-for-4 yesterday and 0-for-2 today, breaks that streak with ball four to take his base, walk number 69 on the season. Second most in the league. He's the go-ahead run. It pushes Vivasencio, the tying run, up to second. Matt Ford, Bradenton pitching coach, out for a mound visit. Doesn't appear to be any activity in the Bradenton bullpen as Dotel nears the 80-pitch mark. Again, he's pitched at least five innings in every start this month. And they are going to give him a chance to go five again. He's only walked one and only struck out one, but becoming less efficient as this inning has gone on. Ford, he was Braden's pitching coach in 2017 and 18. Single A and the complex in between, coming back to Bradenton. Got the top-ranked pitching staff in the league. Bradenton leads the FSL in ERA. It's quite a tough series until yesterday on the mound. Now here is Dominguez, who badly needs to get a hit. And he will take ball one. Tough series, only has one hit. Hit to the inning-ending double play in the last at bat. He's 0-for-2 today. Mets have great speed on the bases. The guys need one out there with two outs running on contact. 1-0 pitch. A spike. And this is going to get away. A wild pitch. Vivasencio to third. Jet up to second. And now a hit could give the Mets the lead. A hit of any kind to the outfield. This inning started with a ground out and a strikeout. How big is that strikeout now that was called ball four and overturned to a strikeout on the challenge? That might really have something going on. ...2-0 is hitting to center field right at Nadal. Off the end of the bat, he makes the catch and the side is retired. As Wilbur Dotel does it again, five shutout innings, just one earned run in the month of July. We'll see if he pitches the sixth or not. Tough stretch continues for Dominguez. He flies out the strand, two in scoring position, and the Marauders maintain the 1-0 lead.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
New pitcher for the Mets is Jimmy Loper. He takes over for Elliot Johnstone. Johnstone, two innings, no hits, no runs. He walked three, struck out one. Only 13 of his 31 pitches were strikes. He somehow got through it scoreless to keep the Mets down a run. This game for the Mets pitching-wise is almost unfolding like the 17-3 win, where they just walked the ballpark but didn't give up many hits. And because of that, Bradenton didn't score but three runs. And The only run they scored prior to the ninth inning was on a solo homer. Today, their only run came in the third. Runner on first, wild pitch, went two bases, and then scored on the throwing error on the same pitch as Martinez tried to throw him out at third base. That was Nadal. So that's a tough pill to swallow right now for the Mets. It's the only run in the game, but they are right in this with one of their best relievers on the mound. Loper appearing in his 21st game, tied with Johnstone for the team lead with four saves. There was this slider right past White Jr., who has K'd twice today, both times against the starter Garcia. Loper's 0-2 pitch, a check swing, and it goes in play. Here comes Reimer, bare hand, the throw, and too late. That works out for Lonnie White Jr. on the ball he didn't mean to swing at. Just the second Marauders hit.
Number 13, shortstop, Yordani De Los Santos.
Let's look at Jimmy's numbers. This is his second appearance of this series, pitched in the morning game. Couple of hits, couple of runs, and two innings. Actually took the loss. Fell behind in the eighth. Mets tied it. Then Cimillo got him in the ninth. They go ahead and run. 9-7 Bradenton win. De Los Santos has struck out twice. He takes a strike and it's 1-1. He squares to bunt, and it fouls right back. Struck him out. The Heat at 92, blew it right by De Los Santos, who's down on strikes for the third time. First out of the inning for Loper.
Number 50, catcher,
right down the pipe. That will match the amount of walks today. 7 walks, 7 strikeouts. And that's pitching. There's Alfonso, who's flown out and walked. First pitch fastball gets in 90 miles per hour. Score update from Fort Myers. The Palm Beach Cardinals gave up 12 runs to the Mets last Sunday, are currently pitching a no-hitter on this Sunday through 6 innings. Well, baseball is a day-to-day, a week-to-week game, isn't it? Mets winning 12-0 last week, or 12-10. Down 1-0 on this Sunday. Bryson Motz and Henry Gomez, the pitchers for Palm Beach in the game. As Motz, one of their top prospects, went 6 innings. No hits, no runs. And Gomez has just given up a hit with 2 outs in the 7th. So the no-hitter is gone. But Palm Beach remains up 5-0. Trying to win 5 out of 6 games in the series after beating the Mets 4 out of 6 last week here. Those new-look Cardinals trying to go 8-2 in their first 10 games. And they are probably going to be the favorites to win the division. Everybody else is playing well under 500 at the moment in the last couple of weeks. Jupiter, Daytona, and St. Lucie. Palm Beach got off to that 3-13 start in the second half. But the influx of new players has certainly helped. This ball is fouled away left side. By the way, a few new faces in the Mets clubhouse today. A couple of FCL guys, a couple of college players going to join the team next week in Daytona. They're with us at the moment, but not active. So could be a different-looking team when the Mets face off against the Tortugas on Tuesday. Where's the Mets? A full roster right now of 30 guys, so moves will need to be made to get the players who have come over activated. It is that time of year. Some teams get their draft picks in earlier than others. 1-2 pitch is hooked into right field. Here comes Lahr. He will slam on the brakes and play it on a bounce. Clean single for Alfonso. And Lonnie White Jr. stops up at second. So 2-1 with one out for Jerez. Just one hit for Bradenton coming into the inning. The check swing single and the line drive hit makes it 2 in this top of the sixth. And Palm Beach got a bunch of its drafted and undrafted free agent players into action middle of last series. As we have a injury, Lonnie White Jr. He grimaced when he reached first base on the single. And I'm not sure if that has lingered as he went up to second base there. The athletic trainer out to check on the number 12 Marauders prospect, 12 Pirates prospect. Maybe a cramping issue. It is still warm. We've had some cloud cover now. Temperature has dipped from 96 to 91. And the light breeze blowing in from the Atlantic. Helpful, but it's still a doozy out there trying to play baseball. Marauders have got a couple of draft picks in this week. Mitch Jebb, instant impact. Pirates second-round pick assigned to Bradenton to start this series. Actually officially assigned on Wednesday morning. And Charles McAdoo, another mid-round pick by the Pirates, activated to the roster earlier this week but has not appeared in a game. So that's going to do it for Lonnie White Jr. He will not remain in the game. Looks like he tweaked something, maybe running to first base on his hit or up to second on that hit. So we'll have a pinch hitter sent in for Bradenton. Look at scores around the league. Daytona in Lakeland trying to avoid what happened to the Mets, which is a six-game sweep at Joker Marchant Stadium. Mets couldn't avoid it. Daytona has a 4-2 lead. In the top of the fourth, Palm Beach has lost the no-hitter but still up in the eighth inning. And Clearwater and Jupiter are tied at one in the ninth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. So the East fighting back today. Pinch runner Rodolfo Nolasco at second base. First pitch to Jerez is lined into right. Lara's going to get to this one for out number two. First pitch, line out. Two down.
Number two, center fielder, Davies Nadal.
Davies Nadal has walked twice from the nine spot. Loper, a noted strike thrower. Expect at bat to end in something other than a free pass here. First pitch is fouled straight back. Ends up at the top of the stands. Most of the fans who have come out today have wisely gone at the upper level. Oh, Sam. Airmark Sam with the ball. Well, Airmark Chris has given us the air conditioning and shirts to promote. We need to get Airmark Sam to get us the food. Although it's too hot to eat right now. Strike two. Maybe a Gatorade. Loper is 17 pitches this inning. He's throwing 15 strikes. Not messing around. 0-2. This pitch is fouled back. And Nadal will use his timeout. Breaking ball hooked into right field. Lara on the run. He's not going to get there. It lands fair. Here comes Nolasco to the plate. He will score. And it's 2-0 Marauders as Nolasco and Perozzo get tangled. The runners had already advanced by that point. So the pitch pulled into right field. The pinch runner Nolasco beats the throw, which was not bad. And it's an RBI hit for Nadal on the 0-2 pitch. So Loper doing what you want, throwing a ton of strikes, but three hits in the inning. Maybe the Marauders now knowing that they're going to get pitches to hit, putting together better swings. I think that was a bad pitch, a fortunate hit for Nadal. It's second and third, and a hit here by Castillo. I won't say put this game out of reach, but all of a sudden could make it a 4-0 game. Castillo has walked, struck out, and lined out. Two balls, no strikes. Line drive. Vivasencio gets a piece of it, but not enough. Here comes Alfonso and Nadal, a two-out, two-run single by Jesus Castillo, and he's opened up a 4-0 Bradenton lead. Three runs coming with two outs here in the top of the sixth. And the Marauders enter the inning with one hit. They currently have four this inning. Loper had two outs and two strikes, no runs in, and it's turned into a three-run inning. Big cut by Johnson for strike one. Johnson hits one high in the sky, playable for pause. Over near the line, makes the catch for out number three. Comes a few batters too late for Jimmy Loper. Surrenders a couple of two-out hits. Scores three runs. Mets now trailing 4-0 through 5.5.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher for Bradenton, is number 45, Alessandro Ercolani. Now, Ercolani started the disaster game for Bradenton on Thursday. Didn't make it through the first inning, through 38 pitches. Struck out the last batter he faced. At that point, you had to get him out of the game. From the tiny Republic of San Marino in Italy. He piggybacks off of Wilbur Dotel, who just had a spectacular month. Would not be surprised at all if he was announced as the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month when those awards come out. He went five scoreless, five hits, two walks, and one strikeout, 82 pitches, 43 strikes. He retired Dominguez, with the Mets having the tying run on third and the go-ahead run on second. A lot has changed now as Reimer hits one deep to third. What a stop by Castillo. Long throw. Oh, what a strike. Jesus Castillo. Dios mío. Takes an extra base hit away from Reimer. Look at the set and the dart. Tough break for Reimer. He's hit a skid after opening yesterday's game with the base hit. 0 for his last six. So one earned run in 25 and two-thirds innings for Dotel this month. Do some quick bad broadcasting math. Is a 0.35 ERA. And, 13 walks and 17 strikeouts this month. So ERA good, but you know, sometimes they look at those walk and strikeout numbers when deciding player and pitcher of the month. Anywho. Lars at the plate now. He's flown out and singled in this one and caught stealing. And now he will take ball four. On twice. On base percentage was .667 coming in. He's made it on two out of three times, so it stands 13, the same. Vincent Peroso comes up next. Breaking ball inside. Throw to first. Mara safe. High strike, one and one, and a challenge by Peroso. Mets still have two left, and now they have one left. So Peroso loses a challenge. Mets have one left for the remainder of today's action. Ercolani's pitch is fouled off. So Peroso's used three. The four challenges the Mets have asked for today. Two as catcher, one as a hitter. The other one was Saul Garcia. The starter used one in the third pitch of the game and won himself a strike. Two breaking ball is hooked foul. Well, this was the inning last Sunday. Mets were down 3-0, bottom of the sixth. They scored six. And four of those with two outs. So don't give up just because there is an out posted. Foul tip. Strike three. Alfonso hangs on. Two down in the inning. Alfonso checking out that glove hand. He's got a strap that attaches that glove to his wrist. Can't just pop off. It's okay to stay in without a check. Here's a throw to first, and it's thrown away. Lara's going to race up to second, and he's going to be able to travel to third as that ball winds up in no man's land in foul territory, picked up by Nolasco at the end. Now that will be E1, errant pickoff throw by Ercolani. The Mets have their potential first run out there on third base with two outs. De Los Santos today, a walk and a pop out. Pitch misses and a challenge by Alfonso. He thought it was a strike. Await the call. I think Tyler's had some trouble with his earpiece today. It's a strike. So from 1-1 to 0-2. Breaking ball swung on a miss. Correction, it was 1-1. Now it's 1-2. Now Alfonso's challenged twice today as the catcher and won both. Bradenton remains with all three. Breaking ball swung on and missed. De Los Santos strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ercolani, and he did what he couldn't do on Thursday, which is make it through an inning. Works around his walk and his errant pickoff throw. Strands Lara at third, and the Mets have been shut out through the first six innings. We head to the seventh. Bradenton up 4-0.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Camilo Nunez and Nolasco, the batters scheduled for Bradenton to hit in the top of the seventh. The Marauders leading the finale 4-0. Here's a trivia question. What's the longest nine-inning game in St. Lucie history? There were your options on the Valley Live app. If you answered 4 hours and 47 minutes, you would be correct. What an unfortunate thing to have happen. Loper's pitch is popped up the first one of the inning. And it's Vicencio to make the play. One pitch, one out, as Sanillo's having a quiet afternoon after a monster previous two games. Yeah, 4 hours and 47 minutes. Good night. I looked it up earlier today. It was done on September 16th, 2021. So just 2 years ago. First year back out of the canceled pandemic season of 2020. Remember, that season started in early May because you had to wait for spring training, Major League spring training, to end in late March before you could bring the minor leaguers in. We were still in the COVID protocols. You couldn't have that many people around. So April was used as minor league spring training. So you started the month, the first month of the season in May, which stretched it towards the end of September. Whereas before and after, it starts in early April, ends in early September, or last week in August. But September 16th, we were dragging towards the finish line. Series against Jupiter ended up determining the winner of the East Division, which was the Mets. 4 hours, 47 minutes, a 12-8 loss. Mets led that game, most of it. Luis R. Rodriguez, who's on this St. Lucie team, was actually the starter that game, went four shutout. And, of course, he had the Tommy John surgery. It cost him 2022. That's why he's back here now. This ball is fouled into the booth next door. So 4:47. The game started at 6:11 p.m. and ends around midnight, or around 11. 2-2 pitches swung on and missed. Nunez strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts, or rather back-to-back outs recorded from the top two in the order. Loper looks for a rebound inning. Giving up three runs with two outs in the sixth. That 2021 season, that was no pitch clock. We'd had pitch clock in the Florida State League from 2016 onward. Then we came out of the pandemic and didn't have it 2021, but we did have ABS. So the strike zone, the automated strike zone for all but 2 days a week. And that razor-thin strike zone coupled with pitchers of this age, plus not having pitched in over a year, it all added up to games like 4 hours and 47 minutes. We mercifully course corrected last year, added the pitch clock back, expanded the ABS zone a little wider, and nine inning averages last year were 2 hours and 32 minutes. Ground ball, Jet Williams running towards it. We'll scoop it and throw it from the pie slice. A dig by Martinez. We're out number three. A 1-2-3 inning turned in as Nolasco grounds out. Here's another look at Williams getting rid of it quickly. Low. Yarrow makes a nice backhand. That'll send us to the seventh inning stretch. Bradenton up four.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. when tomorrow's a big day. Stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Here in the bottom of the seventh at Clover Park. Series finale, getaway day for Bradenton. Carlos Lomelee in the game for the Marauders. So Eric Colani, who had that rough start on Thursday, only got two outs. They give him an inning here on a Sunday. Pitched it scoreless without a hit. Walk and two strikeouts. Only 14 pitches needed this time. Lomelee in the game. The 4-0 lead. He was touched up on Wednesday afternoon. Gave up six hits and three runs in two innings, but he got the win. This ball is smoked into right field, but it's caught on the run by Nolasco, and he robs Yerel Martinez of a hit. Good stroke by Martinez, just couldn't get that to drop. Again, Nolasco into the game for the injured White Jr. That happened in the top of the sixth. Pause next. One for two with a single and a strikeout. Bounces this one out to Johnson, who boots it, struggles, face plants, and makes an error. Oh, he's made so many good plays this week. That one was really easy. And he mishandled it. Oh, he had the glove turned the wrong way. Second error of the game for Bradenton. And that glove turned sideways. E4. Mets have a runner on with one out. Vicencio is singled twice, looking for a three-hit game. His pitch is outside. 1-1. Ground ball foul. Ball and two strikes. Two pitch, a bouncer to third. Castillo goes to second, Johnson to first. That's a double play. One batter after the error. The Marauders turn the 5-4-3 twin killing off the bat of Villavicencio. As he pounds that breaking ball into the turf, and that will end the inning. Lomelee faces the minimum. Eighth inning around the corner. Mets down 4-0 to Bradenton.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Eighth inning, Jimmy Loper out to pitch his third inning. And he throws ball one up there to De Los Santos, so he gave up a couple of hits with two outs in the sixth that brought in three runs. Make it 4-0, then he bounced back with the 1-2-3 seventh. Getting down to the wire here in this series. Bradenton trying for a 5-1 week at Clover Park. Mets have lost their last 4 6-game series. They did wedge a series victory in a 3-game set in during that span. They took 2 or 3 from Jupiter coming out of the All-Star break, but they lost 4 of 6 to Dunedin heading into July 4th. They lost all 6 in Lakeland. They lost 4 out of 6 last week to Palm Beach as the visiting team here at Clover Park, and they've lost for the first 5 this week to Bradenton. So tough times for the Mets since the start of the second half. So much promise the way that first half ended. There's a swing and a miss. It was around probably this time in the first half. Mets were looking at a similar span of baseball that they finally started to turn it on. So we'll see if maybe they can't do that again. Still a month plus to go as Loper issues a rare walk. De Los Santos had previously struck out in all 3 at-bats. Down to first he goes.
50, catcher,
got this question on the Bally Live crowd zone. If I could pick one superpower to use in baseball, what would I choose? What superpower would be good in baseball? The ability to read minds? You're a batter to read the pitcher's mind, what's going to be thrown. Still, even if you know it's coming, it's still hard to hit a baseball. Maybe super strength. You have super strength, you can hit a bunch of home runs or throw 100 miles an hour. I don't know if the ability to fly would do you a ton of good. I guess you'd have to know what kind of speed you have when flying. I guess as an outfielder you could snag some home runs away, but could you take away a sharp line drive base hit to right field if you were a left fielder? Breaking ball, knee buckler for strike 2. 77 miles per hour. So yeah, I guess super strength. I mean, x-ray vision, that wouldn't do you any good. One, two pitch, runner goes. It's a called third strike. Perozzo's throw is too late. Easy steal for De Los Santos, but Alfonso's caught looking for the first out of the inning. Strikeout number 9 for Mets pitchers today. So one more strikeout than walk. Bradenton has walked 3 and struck out 3, so they have matching totals there. Jerez is up 0-for-3 from the 8th spot. Swing and a miss. Pitch away. Talk about Bradenton having the second best record in the Florida State League this year, tied for the best record in the second half in the West, also tied for the best record in the second half overall in the league. Second best in the league from start to finish as this ball bounces foul. Here's how the Marauders have stacked up against their opponents this year. They are 10-2 against Daytona. They are 4-1 against the Mets, looking to go 5-1. They went 3-3 against Jupiter. They haven't played Palm Beach. I don't know if they will. Well, they've done well then overall against the East. Against the West, they are 6-6 against Tampa. That's who they play next. They're 12-5 against Lakeland. They're 9-6 against Dunedin. But the team that they are chasing, they are only 4-11 against Clearwater. Throw back to second. Here comes the throw to third, and it gets away from Reimer. Bounces off the wall. Nobody's there to back it up, and that will bring home De Los Santos and make it 5-0. So it looks like the Mets have him picked off, but the throw by Villavicencio was off target, trying to hit a moving Reimer, who is down and slowly getting up. Ricochets off the wall. Reimer's been down a couple of times today. Well, you know, if Reimer is quicker to getting to third base, if Villavicencio's throw is better, then the Mets nab De Los Santos at third. And, hot throw to a moving target. Didn't work out. You see, there's a lot of loose dirt down there by third base, and maybe that's the reason. Anthony Oliveri, the head trainer, out to take a look. Reimer's okay. But, yeah, that was a screaming throw from Villavicencio, and Reimer trying to turn, catch, falls down. So that's the second time today the Marauders have scored from beyond third base as the Mets have thrown it around the infield. Ground ball base hit by Jerez. As we said early in the broadcast, the Marauders always pushing the envelope, trying to take the extra base this series, and the Mets have not deterred them by getting them out. So they keep doing it. So it was a stolen base and then an E6-4 on the throw that scored De Los Santos, but it will go down as an earned run after that single. Actually, E5 flashed on the scoreboard. Official score, Bill, taking more looks at replays than we are. He's got the time to do so. He deems a miscatch by Reimer. One on, one out. Nadal from the ninth spot is yet to be retired by the Mets. And has walked twice and singled. He's scored a run and driven in a run. Runner goes. Throw too late. Jerez with the easy steal. Time called. And all using it very late before the 2-2 pitch. He flies one foul. Martinez searching, still coming on. Tough play, and he makes the catch. looked like he'd get there in time and then nearly overran it. Wind might have helped keep this ball in play. He's made a couple of nice catches in foul territory this afternoon. And a good backhanded pick on a ground ball to end last inning. Two outs, back to the top and Castillo. The Mets finally retire Nadal on a foul out. Castillo 1-for-3 with a single walk, two RBI, and a stolen base from the leadoff spot. I'll foul this one back for strike one. Line drive heading to the right center field gap. That's going to get down and roll with Castillo's great legs and speed. He's going to chug to third base. He has another RBI. It's 6-0. Stand-up triple for Jesus Castillo. The Marauders continue to extend their lead late in this game. And the Marauders, who were held to one hit through the first five innings, have collected seven here in the last three. Gilmer Gomez coming out to make the pitching change as Loper has a tough afternoon here at Clover Park.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Jojo Rodriguez is the new pitcher, tasked with getting the last out of the eighth, and then I'm sure more in the ninth. Face Termar Johnson. 23-year-old Rodriguez into his second game of this series. He pitched in the opener. 8-5 Bradenton comeback win. He pitched a scoreless, perfect ninth inning with a couple of strikeouts. Sun breaking through the clouds, unfortunately. He's kind of enjoying, I'm sure the players were enjoying some shade. You know, some storm clouds behind us, but nothing appears to be imminent. We approach the 3 o'clock hour on the East Coast. First pitch to Johnson is right down the pipe for strike one at 91. Johnson, two walks today, up to 11 in the series. He's flown out twice. Swings ahead of the changeup. Good pitch, and it's nothing and two. Breaking ball rolled to first. Diving stop by Martinez. The throw from the seat of his pants to first. Out! What a great play by Yarrell Martinez and the hustle by JoJo to get to the base. Johnson is out on a bang-bang play. Play of the day for the Mets. Look at this throw from the backside. Looks like the right call. And that will end the inning. A couple of more runs score, but the highlight there in that inning was that play to finish.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the order batting for the Mets, getting late in the hour, down 6-0. Lomely back to work after a scoreless seventh. Faced just three after an error and a double play. Williams 0-for-2 with the walk. Pitch. He hits this ball deep left field, chasing is Jerez. He's going to get up to the warning track, look up, and it's bye-bye baseball. Jet Williams socks his sixth home run for the St. Lucie Mets. Clears the wall in left, and the Mets are on the board. The way they get off the schneid. Jerez runs out of space, hits off that netting, protects the Beach House customers, of which there are none today. I mean, think Jet hit that well. He just muscled it out. Yeah, exit velocity 92 miles per hour. That's 3 miles under a hard hit ball. Launch angle 31 degrees. They do not list the distance. You're looking in the 340-ish range. A poke into shallow right, falling fast into the glove of Johnson. Dominguez 0-for-4 now. A lot of balls off the end of the bat today for Dominguez. Have not come in his wheelhouse. Yeah, off the bat, I'm looking at the highlight of Jet Williams' home run. Off the bat, it didn't look like it was hit that hard and that well. The angle was nice, but Jet put his head down and chugged it out of the batter's box, so I don't even think he knew that was going to get out. Well, they listed at a... You see, they didn't have the StatCast numbers. Wonder why that is. It's a mystery. Makes me wonder if the ABS strike zone is properly functioning. Reimer, 0-for-3. Swings through this breaking ball. Ball on a strike. Reimer fouls this one back. Two pitch. Reimer lets it go for ball three. Fastball grounded over the side of the mound to De Los Santos, who throws him out. Two gone. Reimer drops to a quiet 0 for 4 this afternoon. Looks still tender after fouling that ball off of his foot and then tripping a couple innings later at third base. So he's probably feeling it right now physically in the heat of the day, getting roughed up. Hanging in there like the tough guy he is. Just a difficult day all around for Reimer. Been playing so well, so baseball comes back at you like that. Lara is 1-for-2, the flyout, single, and a walk. A ground ball, or a line drive, rather, snagged by Lomelee. Nice play. Kind of fell off the mound to that side, and look what I found. That will retire Lara, and the inning is over as you get another chance to see this nifty play. So kind of walked right into it. Mets get on the board. Jet Williams a leadoff home run, but Bradenton has a 6-1 lead going to the ninth.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 Smile07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
See, the overall numbers aren't pretty for Jojo Rodriguez, but he's been pitching much better lately. Stranded the runner at third to end the eighth. Now he gets the clean slate in the ninth. Last inning of the series, barring a major comeback by the Mets. They did overcome a 6-run deficit on Friday. Ended up losing in the end, but good to see the boys put up the fight. See what they have in the bottom of the ninth before we get there. Cimillo was hitless today. 0 for 3 at the walk will lead off. Two of his 8 home runs in the series back-to-back days, Friday and Saturday. Looking for a home run for a third straight day. One pitch in the dirt, check swing didn't go. There's a ball pulled foul. Full count. Well, this game and Daytona at Lakeland, the only two FSL games going. By the way, Lakeland has stormed back to take a 7-4 lead. Batting in the bottom of the sixth. Lakeland searches for the six-game sweep at home for the second time this month. As Cimillo draws a walk. JoJo Rodriguez had trouble with his command this year. Don't want to start walking guys in the ninth inning down five. Palm Beach did beat Fort Myers. Palm Beach goes on the road, takes 5 out of 6 from the Mighty Muscles. Clearwater broke the 1-1 tie in the ninth, beat Jupiter 3-1. Clearwater goes on the road to Jupiter and takes 4 of 6. Round ball to Reimer. He boots it. Throws to first. And Nunez is out. Now he recovers. That was a tailor-made double play ball with the slow-footed Nunez running out of the box.
Number 51, right fielder.
Good stretch by Martinez to confirm that out. So a 5-3 put out. Cimillo up to second. And Rodolfo Nolasco is up. Grounded out in the seventh. Subbing in for the injured Lonnie White Jr. First pitch, a skipper away, and that's going to go over towards the backstop. Just a one-base wild pitch. Can't really be too sure with the Marauders. So Jupiter will continue to lead the division in the East going into the off day with a 14-16 record. My goodness. Somebody's going to get over 500 in this division to win it. Remarkable. 1-0 pitch sails high. Palm Beach is now just one game out of first. And the way that team is constructed, maybe only a matter of time before they eventually take over first place and maybe not look back. Daytona's going to stay two back and lose, rather, as this ball is lined deep into left. That's caught on a bunny hop by Paz for out number two, but Cimillo will score. And the Marauders are back up by 6-7-1. Sack fly for Nolasco. And Daytona, if they don't come back, will lose for the ninth time in 11 games. There's the East standings. Up to date with the Jupiter and Palm Beach finals. Mets, barring miraculous comeback, will stay at 5 back. Daytona, 2. Mets and Daytona play next week. So a chance for somebody to take advantage of a slumping team and get back into the race. Palm Beach and Jupiter will battle each other. So any day you win, you're going to gain game on somebody, but maintain against the winner of Palm Beach and Jupiter. That's why these cross-divisional matchups are so important. When the West is beating up on East teams, the Mets want to win their games, take advantage of that, and that has not happened this week. Mets record against the West will be 11-30 if they don't come back. Swing and a miss, and the inning is over. De Los Santos strikes out for the fourth time. Leadoff walk comes around to score. Mets, when we return to Clover Park, will be down to their last three outs, looking for an amazing comeback.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Elijah Birdsong, the new pitcher for Bradenton, 23-year-old from Benicia, California. 18th round pick last year out of Pacific University. It's his 28th relief appearance for Bradenton this season. Non-save situation. Lomely pitches two innings, gives up just the home run to Jet Williams. Peroso De Los Santos Martinez, the last hope for the Mets. A big comeback. Bradenton blew a 6-1 lead their last home game in the ninth inning against Fort Myers last week. This pitch challenged by Peroso. It is confirmed strike, and the Mets are out of challenges. And on the very next pitch, Peroso sails one towards Nadal, who makes the play for out number one. Look at Birdsong's numbers as this is his second game of the week against the Mets. Wednesday afternoon, an inning, no hits, a couple of runs because he hit a batter and walked a batter, walked two. De Los Santos grounds one to Johnson, and this is out number two in the bottom of the ninth. Mets going quickly and quietly at the end of this series. And for the Marauders, they were getting bludgeoned by the Mets hitters through the first four games. 17 runs on Thursday. The Mets had 8 runs on Friday, but just a 3-run homer yesterday by Peroso and just a solo home run here by Jet Williams today. So a great turnaround for their pitching staff making the adjustments. And they came in with the best pitching staff, at least from start to finish this year. You know, guys get moved around, promoted, so that's kind of smoke and mirrors. But started to wonder why they were still at the top of the list in the league. And now we're starting to see it. Some of these relievers who scuffled early in the week pitching better today. Dotel was excellent as advertised. Martinez has an 0-for-3 day going with a sharp lineout. And now he and the Mets are down to a final strike. Time called. Birdsong's 1-2 pitch. Misses low. Martinez lays off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Martinez goes down. Birdsong completes the 1-2-3 ninth, and the Marauders complete an excellent series and week here at Clover Park. They win the finale 7-1, and they take 5 of 6 from the Mets to stay in a first-place tie in the FSL West Division. And for the Mets, the second-half woes continue as they just have not been able to get out of the starting blocks. Today, the offense went silent. The pitching got away from them in the sixth inning through the rest. of the game, and the Marauders end up cruising by the end of it. Winning pitcher is Wilbur Dotel. Losing pitcher, Sal Garcia. Marauders improved to 21-9 in the second half. They are 56-39 overall. Mets will drop to 9-21 in the second half, 33-62 overall. One last happy high five line for the visiting Marauders this week. They'll have the happy bus trip across the state, where they will take the off day tomorrow and then host Tampa. The Mets have the off day tomorrow as well, and then they will bus it up to Daytona to face the struggling Tortugas next Tuesday through Sunday. But first, the post-game show to wrap up this 7-1 Marauders victory in the Sunday finale.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, the fourth floor broadcasting booth. As you can see, clouds building to the south of the stadium. Could have some rain here shortly. Glad to get through this game in under 3 hours. Officially clocked at 2 hours and 49 minutes. Marauders win 7-1 to take 5 of 6 in the series, and we can now roll through the highlight package as Bradenton jumped out to a 1-0 lead when the Mets threw the ball around in the third inning, and they scored 3 runs against Loper with 2 outs in the sixth inning to open up a 4-0 lead. You see Villavicencio as the Mets try to pick off a runner there. Reimer tumbles down, couldn't make the catch, run scores, and it's 5-0 Bradenton in the eighth. Loper, see another stolen base by the Marauders. They were active and aggressive on the bases all week long to much success. Yoel Martinez had a really good day defensively at first base. That was a nice catch. He made an even better one early in the game. He made this play as well, along with a great pick at first base. So the Yoel Martinez show at first base if you're looking for some positives to take away from the afternoon. There's Jet Williams with his sixth home run. Just didn't muscle it out. Only 92 miles per hour on the exit velocity. Just great strength from the teenager. 14th overall draft pick by the Mets last year. Number 6 on the year from him. He's homered in the first game of the series, or of the year. Has spread him out since then. But for the Mets, that will avoid the shutout. Carlos Dominguez had a tough series. Just one hit in the series and 0 for 4 today. Termar Johnson had a great series at second base defensively. He had a ugly-looking error earlier today, but you forgive him for that one with all the great plays he made. Lomeli threw 2 scoreless innings. This could have been an error by Reimer. Instead, he saves it to get an out. Could have been a double play. Could have been an error. You split the difference, and it is just a regular ground out. Sack fly for the final run of the game for the Marauders. Jojo Rodriguez ends up going an inning and a third. No hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. So he continues to get better as this season goes on. And Birdsong strikes out Martinez to end the game and end the series. Back up in the broadcast booth now. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. We've been on the air on Bally Live for a long time now. Every game since the All-Star break, the Mets had three against Jupiter plus the suspended game we finished. Then they played six games last week against Palm Beach. We hosted all those games on Bally Live and at Clover Park. We had the regular homestand here against Bradenton for 6 days. So I want to thank my crew. Thank everybody at Verge for going through this long stretch of home games for the St. Lucie Mets here at Clover Park. We're going to take a break now, be on the road for a week up in Daytona. We're going to be radio only. StLucieMets.com will make it nice and easy on the homepage there. You can listen to all the games. We have 6:35 starts with 6:25 pregame shows Tuesday through Saturday, and then the dreaded 5:05 Sunday game. So that's what's coming up in the week ahead. Then we'll be back for two straight weeks at home against Jupiter and Palm Beach. Mets entering a very important stretch here as they're going to play 18 straight games against East Division teams, all of which they trail. So if they snap off a good run, they can probably get back into the contention. They're only five games out. Told you earlier today, the Mets had four players coming over from the complex side. Those guys will be activated tomorrow. And so it could be a different-looking team when the Mets face Daytona on Tuesday night. And you'll be able to catch all the action on the St. Lucie Mets radio network starting at 6:25. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game. This post-game show and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Marauders 7, Mets 1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. I hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.